Always a privilege to be able to preach the gospel.
能够来传讲福音真的是一个很大的荣幸。
It's always such a privilege to be able to preach to you, especially so many good Christian people.
尤其是我们这边有很多这个很爱主的弟兄姐妹能够跟大家传讲福音觉得是一个很大的荣幸。
Before I begin, though, I do want to express some words of appreciation to the music this morning for Brother David and the choir director and the choir.Such beautiful music.
我在我开始之前，我就是要表示我这个感谢，就是对我们这个马太二组，就是唐牧师还有这个领事的艳丽姐妹，整个这个马太二组的领事。
The last time I had the opportunity to preach from this pulpit was in January of this year.
今年一月份的时候呢，我很有机会跟大家一起分享这本书。
Almost immediately afterwards, it came to me that if I have another opportunity to preach to you, that I want to preach on the subject that I've chosen this morning.
然后呢，我当时上次讲完道之后，我就决定说，如果我再有一次机会讲道，那就是我要讲今天的这个主题。
However, the last couple of weeks, it's been very difficult to focus for some reason.
但是呢，就是过去两个星期的，好像我的思想就很不能集中，就是很困难。
But I have a question this morning that's a very important question I want to ask.
我有一个很重要的问题今天打算要问大家。
The question I want to ask this morning is, when I stand before God, what is my answer going to be?
我的问题就是，如果你现在站在神面前，那你对神要问你问题，你应该怎么回答呢？
If I were to die today,And God was to ask me this question, why should I allow you to come into heaven? What would my answer be?
如果我今天死了，然后我到站在神面前，神说，我为什么要让你进天堂呢？那我该怎么回答呢？
The question is a very important question for us today to consider because it really gets to the heart of what I'm trusting in.As a Christian.
因为这个问题这么重要，就作为，因为什么呢？因为作为基督徒，最终就是在我心底的深处，我真正信靠的是什么呢？
Sometimes people mistakenly believe that if they can keep all of the Ten Commandments, that that will be enough for them to get into heaven.
有些人会错误地认为，如果我能够遵守十诫，那我就可以上天堂了。
Keeping the Ten Commandments is very important. I believe that we should do all within our strength to keep the Ten Commandments.
就是遵守这个神的诫命是很重要的。我也全心的相信，我们要尽我们的努力去遵守神的诫命。
However, they are Ten Commandments. They're not Ten Suggestions.
这个就是神的十诫，就是十条诫命，而不是十条建议。
And so God gave them to us for a purpose, and we should strive to keep the Ten Commandments.
神给我们这十条诫命是有他的目的的，所以我们要努力去遵守这个诫命。
Many years ago, when I was a young student at Hope Sound Bible College,
就是很多年前我在这个 Hope Sound 的这个圣经学院学习的时候，我在那儿是个年轻的学生。
My wife and I were studying to be ministers and missionaries.
我们两个，我跟我太太在一起学习，我们将来准备要做一个做牧师或者去做宣教士。
In those days, every Sunday afternoon, the students from Hope Sound Bible College would go out to various cities in the community and have children's services or different things to try to tell people of Jesus.
在那个时候呢，我们的学校就是每个星期天下午，那个圣经学院的学生就要去那个不同的社区，然后就是跟小孩有一些那个聚会，就是想要向别人传福音或者跟大人。
So one Sunday afternoon, the president of the college decided he wanted to go out and observe what his students were doing.
所以有一天下午呢，这个校长就决定说，他也要看看他的学生是怎么样来传福音的，怎么样来举行聚会的。
And so out under the shelter in a certain community, there was a young student that had a group of children gathered together under a shelter, and she was telling them the stories of Jesus.
所以呢，他就去了，结果在一个地方，在一个那种避难，就是有一个棚子下边，有个学生呢，有一群小孩在听这个学生，这个学生想要讲耶稣的故事，给他们传福音。
But the president of the college became very disturbed when the young lady closed the service that afternoon.
但是呢，当这个女学生呢，她那天就是结束这个聚会之后呢，这个校长心里就挺不舒服的，挺不安的。
For she said to the young children in her class, she says, Be good children and keep the commandments and you will go to heaven.
因为呢这个学生呢对他的那些小孩子小朋友们就说他说你们要做好孩子啊然后你们要听话这样你们就可以去天堂。
So the president of the college came back to the college and he began to instruct all of the students more fully that the only way we get to heaven is by our faith and our trust in Jesus.
所以呢这个校长的这些学生都回来之后他就开始更详细的就是跟这些学生全备的讲就是说我们唯一能上天堂的道路方唯一能够让我们进到天堂就是我们要相信主耶稣我们的对神的信心。
And then there are those that feel like that if we do enough good works and we work hard enough, we will earn a place in heaven.
有些人呢就认为说我只要就是说我努力我尽我的努力去做好事情我尽我的努力去做对的事情那这样的话呢就可以赢得我上天堂的门票。
I read about a man one time that in his car his horn wouldn't work.
然后我记得有一个读到一篇文章说有一个人呢他在那个他开车但他的那个喇叭不响。
So he took his car down to the garage to get his horn fixed.
所以他又到了修车厂他就想让他说他的喇叭给修他的喇叭。
And when he got to the garage though, there was a door that was closed and on the outside of the door was a sign.
但是他到了这个修车房呢这个修车房那个门是关的门口在那个门上贴了一个标志贴了一有这些话。
It said, for entrance into the garage, you must blow your horn.
说你要进到这个修车库里你要按你的喇叭。
He said, that's why I'm here.
他说我就是来修我的喇叭的我才能。
So it is, if we think that we can do enough good works to get into heaven, it's like being told you got to blow your horn and your horn won't work.
所以呢你觉得如果说我是靠着我的好行为我才能进到天堂就好像这个人去修车但是要进去呢你必须得有一个好的喇叭你才能进去但是你的喇叭本身就是坏的。
It seems like as the older I get, the more I remember my days of childhood.
这个好像年纪越大越常常怀旧就会想起童年的事情。
Maybe some of you are getting tired of me talking about my childhood.
也许你都是听烦了老讲我小时候的事情。
But I don't preach to you that often, so maybe I could tell you one more story.
因为我很少不在这里讲到很多所以你们就忍耐一下再听我讲一件我小时候的事情。
I have four older brothers.
我有四个哥哥。
My third brother and my fourth brother I remember better than the older ones.
我对那个第三个第四个哥哥呢我对他们的印象比对那个头两个哥大哥跟二哥的印象更深。
And we lived on a poor farm in Kentucky.
我们在肯塔基州的一个挺穷的一个农场上生活。
But one day when my brothers Keith and Tommy went down into the pasture to bring the cows back, they saw an old tree that had a hive of bees.
然后呢有一次我的
third and fourth brother?
Yes.
Yeah, 他的三哥跟四哥呢就是去一个地方去把那个牛牵回来然后他们看到一个树上呢有那个蜜蜂。
So that night after we had eaten our evening meal, my two brothers began to talk about going and getting the honey out of that tree.
然后我的那个三哥跟四哥就吃完晚饭以后就说诶咱们去那个树上怎么把那个看到那个蜂窝把那个蜂窝上的蜜给掏出来。
They didn't know how to get honey out of a tree.
他们并不知道说怎么从树上来采蜂蜜。
And they didn't have the proper equipment to rob a beehive.
然后他们也没有说把自己怎么样有那个很合适的装备去采蜂蜜。
They didn't have the veils to go over their heads.
其实你知道那个采蜂蜜的养蜂蜜的人他们是戴一个那种就像一个面就是一个有这个遮盖有这个面具式的东西有纱网保护他们。
They didn't have the big gloves to go over.
然后我的那个哥哥们呢也没有大手套可以保护他们。
They didn't even have the sense to put on thick clothing to keep the bees away.
但是他们好像都有点都不动脑筋连那个都没有说想着穿着长袖的厚衣服去。
But they got some pans from my mother to carry the honey in.
然后他就是说我妈妈有时候去采蜂蜜的时候会穿一些那个长的裤子。
And they got an axe from my father to chop the tree down.
然后从我爸爸那儿就是拿了一把斧子就是去砍树。
And so when they got to the tree, they run up to the tree and they begin to chop with the axe.
然后呢他们到了那个树可能那树不是很大他们就拿那个斧子开始砍那个树。
The bees came out and the bees swarmed all over them and they dropped the axe and they run away.
然后那个蜂蜜就那个蜜蜂呢就从那个蜂窝里出来就开始爬在他们身上然后他们两个人就把斧子跑下去往家里狼狈逃窜。
But my brothers were very determined.
但是我的哥哥们意志力很他们要做什么就一定要做什么。
So they waited a little while and let the bees settle down and then they went back and began chopping with the axe again.
然后他们等了一会儿那个蜜蜂呢回去了他们又去砍树。
And they continued this process until they had actually chopped the tree down and put the honey in pans and carried it away.
然后呢他们真的就是很坚真是坚定不移最后终于把那个树砍倒了然后把那个蜂蜜拿出来放在他们那个装蜂蜜的那个裤子里边那个裤子是特制的。嗯。
They worked hard to get the honey.
他们真的是非常就是真的是很用力很努力的要得到这个蜂蜜。
But getting into heaven does not depend on how hard we work.
但是要是去天堂并不是在于我们能够多用心多努力。
My brothers and I, we all slept in one room. We were all in one bedroom.
我跟我哥哥们睡在我们只有一个房间我们都睡在一个房间里。
And when my brothers got ready for bed that night,
那天晚上当我的哥哥们要睡觉的时候
I was just a small boy.
然后我那会儿还很小。
They had bee stings over every part of their body.
他们的全身上下都是被那个蜂蜜咬的那个伤口。
I don't think there was any part of their body that hadn't suffered a bee sting.
然后我觉得他全身上下全是被蜂蜜咬的。
So some people feel like, well, if I can suffer enough and I can work hard enough, then I'll have a good place in heaven.
有些人可能他们有一种想法，就觉得说，如果我可以，好好的，就是不管多，我我很努力，然后我就是为此受苦，我就可以上天堂，在天堂上可能有个很重要的位置。
But the Apostle Paul makes it very clear that we are saved by faith through grace.
但是使徒保罗讲得非常的清楚，我们是因着信本乎恩才得到这个救恩。
There's no more important question in the world to be clear on as a Christian than this particular question.
在这个作为基督徒，这个世界上没有什么比这个更重要的，你一定要把这个问题，就是这个搞清楚，这个真理搞清楚。
If I base my hope of eternal life on something other than faith in Jesus and I get to heaven and I'm not allowed in, I have done a terrible thing in my life.
如果说我自己的就是我的信心不是建立在主耶稣基督身上然后等我到天堂上了但是到天堂门口了然后我被说你不能进天堂那真的是很糟糕。
Sometimes we think that we're like students that come to the end of a class and they don't do well on the exam, so they want to take a makeup exam.
我们有时候还觉得说，哦，我们可能像一些学生，他们没有好好的准备考试，期末考试。但是呢，虽然没有准备好，老师会给他们一次机会补考。
But when we stand before God, there will be no makeup exam.
但是你知道吗？当你站在神的面前的时候，你是没有机会再补考的。
So it's important that we get it right before we die.
所以呢？非常非常重要，就是在我们死之前，我们要真的是把这个东西弄清楚。
And we have this consolation that God has given us the roadmap to heaven in the book that He's left for us.
我们有这个安，让我们值得安慰的，就是说神呢把这本圣经留给我们，他给了我们一个指引图，就是告诉我们怎么可以去天堂。
The Apostle Paul was talking to Christians when he was writing to the church in Ephesus.
当那个保罗写这个以弗所书是写给在以弗所的基督徒的。
He was talking to those who had already put their faith in Christ.
他是他的这个读者呢，他的写信的对象呢，实际上已经是相信主耶稣了。
So Paul, if these people are already Christians, why are you so concerned to go back to the very elements of salvation?
就是说，这些人已经是基督徒了，为什么保罗还这么用心的要回到这个，就是这个得救的这个基础上呢？就是入门来给他们讲呢？
But the Apostle Paul knows that these Christians are going to be telling other people how to become Christians, and he wants them to get it right.
因为保罗知道呢，这些基督徒会告诉别人，就是向别人去传福音，所以保罗要让他们把这件事情搞得很清楚。
The Bible makes it very clear from every angle that this is a very important question.
圣经呢，从不同的角度来告诉我们，这是非常重要的一个问题。
Sometimes we as Christian teachers and preachers preach and teach to people for a long time and still they don't understand this basic concept.
有时候作为一个基督徒的一个老师或者一个牧师，有时候我们讲了很久这些大家但是还是没有真正明白。
Of course, getting into heaven is more than just answering a question.
当然你去能进到天堂并不是说你回答问题回答对了你就能进到天堂里。
For us to get into heaven,we've got to partake of the resurrection of which we have just been celebrating.
因为要能进天堂，我们一定要在我们就像复活节，我们要跟主耶稣基督的复活有份。
It requires that God has forgiven us of our sins.
在于说神真的是已经赦免了我们的罪。
In this way, we can truly be reconciled to God. There doesn't have to be a distance between us.
这样的话呢，我们才真正是跟神和解了，在我们跟神之间没有关系，没有距离。
It seems like that the enemy of our soul has worked overtime to try to cause confusion in this particular area.
就是说你知道撒旦我们的仇敌他非常努力的去工作想要在这个救恩方面想要让我们自己迷惑不知道是怎么样。
And so when we share the gospel with others, how important it is that we have a clear understanding.
所以当我们跟别人就是去分享传福音的时候要非常的清楚我们对这个问题是就是讲得很明白。
When my wife and I, our family were missionaries in Taiwan, we worked with a group of other missionaries.
在我们在台，我跟我太太在台湾做宣教士的时候，我们跟另外一组宣教士一起同工。
We had missionaries from almost every different kind of church that you can imagine.
你知道，在台湾呢有各种不同的那个宣教士从不同的教派来。
One day in chapel, the speaker asked all the students that would like.For him to pray for them to raise their hand.
有一天呢，这个有一个讲道的人，牧师就说，哪个学生，如果你想让我为你祷告，请举起你的手。
The only question the speaker asked was, "If you want me to pray for you, then raise your hand."
然后这个牧师所问的唯一的问题就是说，如果你想让我为你祷告，就举起你的手。
That morning, four students raised their hand.
然后呢，那天早晨有四个学生举手了。
And a missionary who didn't understand this Bible teaching.Got up afterwards and said, "Thank God for four new Christians."
然后呢，这个牧师呢，可能对这个就是保罗所讲的这个因信称义，就是说靠着信心，对这个基础他这个教义他不是特别明白，然后他就很高兴的说，哦，我们今天有四位新的基督徒了。
Even after we've known Christ for many years, it's still very important that we continue to learn and remind ourselves of these important truths.
就算是我们已经信主很多年了，也对我们这个是很重要，就是我们要不断的学习，不断的提醒我们自己这个真理。
The Apostle Paul in verse 10 says that the message is that salvation is by grace through faith apart from good works, but it does result in good works after a person believes.
保罗就是在第十节讲得很清楚，救恩呢是靠着神的恩典，是因着我们的信心，不是因为我们的行为。但是呢，当你有这个信心之后呢，不可避免的，你就会有好的行为。
You see, if salvation came by our good works, then we could boast of all of the good things.
如果我们的得救，我们的救恩是来自于我们的好行为，那我们就可以有夸口，可以有夸口的。
But because salvation is by faith through grace, then we have nothing to boast. God gets the glory for it all.
因为呢，我们的救恩呢是本乎神的恩典，也是因着信心，不是出于行为，所以神可以得到荣耀。
And for us to understand these concepts the way that they should be understood, there are some words that we need to pay attention to.
所以呢，要能够真的是我们能够理解这个圣经本身原意所讲的这个真理的话呢，我们有些关键的字词我们要理解。
In the church, when we talk about being saved or receiving salvation, what is it that we mean when we use those terms?
当我们在教会里面，我们讲到说这个人得救了，这个人我们用的这个词是什么呢？就是说这个人好像有信心。我们怎么简单描述这件事呢
？When we talk about being saved, we're talking about being rescued from the wrath of God and the judgment of God.
当我们讲到一个人得救，实际上是指这个人是从神的愤怒之下被拯救出来。
In Ephesians chapter 2, at the very beginning of this chapter, it talks about the time that we were dead in our trespasses.
在那个以弗所第二章第一节讲得很清楚，讲到说我们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
And we're by nature the children of wrath.
我们就是照着我们的本性，我们本来是可怒之子，就是。
or the wrath of God was going to be poured out upon us because of our sins.
因为我们的罪呢，所以这神的愤怒应该是就是降临在我们身上。
We don't want to talk much about the wrath of God today because it seems that most people don't want to hear about the punishment that's going to come from God.
在今天呢，好像这个不是一个很受欢迎的一个话题，就是讲到神的愤怒，因为大家不想听到神的审判，神的惩罚。
But I would like to challenge you today that if you take the wrath of God out of the Bible, what do you have left?
但是呢，我今天要挑战大家，如果我们把神的愤怒从圣经里边都挪去了，那我们这圣经还剩下什么呢？
Of course there are other topics there. There's the love of God that's there.
当然还有别的主题，比如说神是爱呀，讲到这个神这个主题。
But if we take the wrath of God out and we only talk about the love of God, we're making a big mistake.
但如果我们就是留下不，我们只讲神的爱，但是不讲神的审判、神的愤怒，那我们其实犯了一个很大的错误。
From the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3, the wrath of God is poured out upon those that sin.
但是从那个创世纪第三章就讲得很清楚，神的愤怒真的是倾倒在这些罪人身上。
Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden, and because of their sin, we all are born into sin.
因为罪的缘故，所以亚当跟夏娃就被赶出了伊甸园，然后我们就是生在过犯罪恶之中。
All through the Old Testament, it speaks about the wrath of God.
然后整个旧约里边都讲到神的这个愤怒。
And it also speaks about repentance, repenting from our sins.
但是里边也讲到就是我们的悔改，我们从罪里悔改。
All the way through, and now John the Baptist in the New Testament comes preaching the repentance of sin.
所以呢，到了施洗约翰的时候，就讲到你们要悔改。
Repent of your sins, that is, ask forgiveness and turn away from those sins that you've been committing.
这个悔改呢，就是说你要真的是懊悔你的罪行，而且从你的罪的那个里边转回来，不要再生活在罪中。
And when John the Baptist was cast into prison and his head was cut off, Jesus picked up the same message and he began to preach repentance from sin.
但是呢，当施洗约翰在监狱里被砍头之后呢，耶稣接着还是继续讲说，你们要悔改，要从罪里回转。
And in the book of Acts, the disciples preaching the message of the cross and resurrection, embedded within their message was repent of your sin.
在同样的，在使徒行传里边，当这些使徒开始来传讲福音的时候，他们也讲到，就是在强调说，你要从罪里悔改。
Repent and be baptized, they often said.
通常他们就会讲悔改，然后受洗。
The wrath of God is upon the world, but Jesus came in order that we might not have to suffer that wrath.
这个神的愤怒在这个世界上，但是耶稣来了，就是要让我们去受这个，就是他承担了我们所应该受的。
But we could never do enough work to avoid the wrath of God.
但是我们不是说靠着我们自己的行为，我们就可以避免神的愤怒。
Suppose that when I was a young man, that every time I committed a sin, that sin was written down on a piece of paper.
比如说来讲，自从我是开始年轻人的时候，我每次犯了一个什么错，一个犯了什么罪，然后呢，这个罪呢就被记录在一个册子上。
And I commit another sin, and that sin would be written on another piece of paper.
然后我又犯了罪，然后这个罪呢又写在另外一个一就写在另外一张纸上。
And that stack of sins on those papers would keep growing.
然后呢，每次这个你的罪就越来越多，然后这个书呢就越来越厚，记录你罪的书就越来越厚。
How high would that stack of sins be?
你想想这个，把你的罪都记录下来，这个得有多厚呢？多少纸能记录下来呢？
But suppose that in the middle of that stack somewhere, I reached in and I pulled out one piece of paper and I read the sin that was recorded on that paper.
比如说我从中间，就从这一叠记录我罪的中间抽一张出来，然后里边就写着我所犯的罪。
And suppose it said on that paper you were disobedient to your parents, you didn't respect your parents as you should.
比如上面写的你不听父母的话，你对父母不尊重。
And I say now that I'm older, oh, that's a terrible thing. I am so sorry that I did that.
然后你现在已经年纪比较大了，成人了，你说哦，那个我做的真的是很不好，我觉得很难过，我犯了这样的罪。
And I want to ask this question: How much work would I have to do to have this sin of disrespect for my parents erased off of this one sheet of paper?
我现在已经想了，那我现在已经这么大了，我应该做什么可以把我以前犯的这个罪能够除掉呢？能够涂抹掉呢？
And the answer would come back, you could never do enough work to erase this sin.
但是呢，这个答案就是说，你不管你做多少好事情，你也没办法就是涂抹掉你过去说对父母不尊重的那个罪。
And that's only one sin on one sheet of paper.
这只是一个罪，就是。
Oh, but what am I going to do? How am I going to get all of these sins erased?
你怎么样能够涂抹掉这所有的罪呢？
Oh, and the answer comes back, and it comes back booming through the ages so clearly. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, trust in Him, and thou shalt be saved.
这个所有的这通过这个从古到今，唯有一个答案，就是要相信主耶稣，就是信靠他，这样你才可以得救。
And so the Bible speaks about all of those sins being gathered up and cast into the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered again.
所以圣经上讲得很清楚，神会把我们所有的罪扔到大海里，从来再不提。
But the only way for that to happen is through faith.
但是唯一能够让这个能够实现这件事情，这样子让神不纪念我们的罪，就是要靠着你对耶稣基督的信心。
Still talking about the wrath of God, every individual that is not saved, who does not have their sins forgiven, is still under the wrath of God.
当你没有说真正就是说没有，如果你没有得救，那你就是还是在神的愤怒之下。
So if we're going to help people, those of us who are Christians, and we should be seeking to bring other people into the kingdom of God, what are we going to say to those people?
但是我们作为基督徒，我们要就是能够带领更多的人能够有得到这个永生的生命，那我们在传福音的时候，我们应该怎么给他们讲呢？
There's only one thing that we can do. We can point them to the cross of Jesus Christ, and He suffered all of that wrath of God in order that we don't have to suffer.
我们唯一能做的就是把他们指向在十字架上的耶稣，因为在十字架上，主耶稣替我们承受了所有神的愤怒，只有靠信靠他。
You see, there is no other way to be saved other than through the cross of Jesus Christ.
除了靠着主在十字架上的耶稣，没有别的道路可以让你得救。
There's no middle ground, either we're Christians or we're not.
不管你是基督徒还是不是基督徒，这里没有什么中间地带可以让你靠着得救。
Sometimes we talk about people on their spiritual journey, on their way to Christ, getting closer and closer.
有时候我们看到就是说讲到这个人的属灵的这个上面，就说哦，这个人已经很近了，好像离救恩已经很近很近了。
But until a person gets close enough that they step across that line and their faith and their trust in Jesus becomes reality, they're not Christian.
就是说，不管这个人多接近，直到这个人最后做了决定，他真的是跨过这个门槛，真的是接受主耶稣，有这个信心，他都不是一个真正的没有得救。
So we've been talking about being saved. Now let's talk about the word grace.
我们刚才讲到了怎么样是得救，那我们现在我们来讲什么是信，什么是恩典。
Oh, the choir was singing so beautifully about the grace of God.
今天早上我们的那个马太二组就是唱两首歌，都是关于神的恩典，非常的美。
So if we want to define grace, let's just simply say that it's God's unmerited favor.
那信心呢，有一个定义，就是说是神的，我们不配得的神对我们的恩惠。
I can never do enough work that I would merit this grace that He gives.
不是说我能够我做什么能够不管做很多能够来配得神给我们的这个恩典。
I might go to my office where I work and I put in the hours and I do the work I'm supposed to do and I might deserve the paycheck that I receive.
如果说我每天去上班，我造的就是我工作足够的时间，我应该工作八个小时，也努力的去工作了，那我是不是很配得我的那个工资呢？
But I could be a good man all of my life and work and do good works, but if I don't trust in Jesus, I'm still not a recipient of His grace.
但是呢，我可以是一个很好的人，整个一生中间都过一个很好的、很有道德的生活。但是如果我从来没有相信主耶稣，那我也不是神的恩惠的，就是受益者。
You see, the gospel of Christ is really quite simple.
其实这个福音是非常简单的。
But sometimes that's why some people stumble over becoming a Christian.
这就是因为非常的简单，所以有些人就是在这方面跌倒，他就没有办法成为基督徒。
If I had to make a journey to a faraway distant city and I had to go through certain hardships while I was there to receive salvation, a lot of people would jump at the chance.
如果呢，要是说有一个很远的城市，你中间你要到那个目的地呢，你要经过很多的艰难困苦，但最后你可以得到这个救恩。如果说中间 有些人就会说哦，他有这么难，那我就会有些人就会接受这个挑战，就会去走上这个旅程。
So some people say it's just not fair, and so I can't accept it because it's not fair.
有些人他不接受的原因，他说因为这个不公平，他所以他不能接受。
We live in society where we value everything has to be fair. This has got to be fair.
我们在这个社会，现在的当今的社会非常强调这个公平。
You see, here's the way one seminary professor illustrated it to his students.
这是有一个神学院的教授是对学生这么讲的。
It come time for final exam.
最后呢，期末考试了。
And he prepared a very, very long exam for his students.
然后他的那个考试很长很长。
And at the beginning of the exam, the first sentence says, "Be sure you read the entire exam before you start answering any questions."
You read?
Yes, be sure to read.
哦，他说，在你那个把这个问题要去后，你才回答问题。
So some students, they saw that, and so they continued to read, and they read through to the very end.
所以有的学生他就从头就按着这个他的这个所写的这个教导，就一句一句的一直读到最后。
And at the very end it said this, I realize this exam is too difficult, and all you have to do to make an A on this exam is to sign your name and turn the exam back in.
他说最后那句话写什么呢，就是说我知道这个考试很难，所以呢现在有个机会，就是你所有要做得到 A 的这个你要做的，就是你就在下边签你的名，说你都完全把它读完了。
And so one young student, he followed instructions and he read it all the way to the end and he couldn't believe his eyes.
然后有个学生他又读到最后，他就说啊，就签名就可以拿 A, 这也太简单了，所以他就又回去读。
And that's what it said.
然后确实是这么写的。
So he shrugged his shoulders, signed his name, and handed in his.
所以呢，他就耸耸肩，就签上名，就把这个考试就考卷交给老师了。
Another student read the first sentence, but he didn't pay attention to it, and he began to answer all of these long questions.
然后呢，第二个，另外有个学生呢，他就是老师说你要把它全部都读完，但是呢，他就没有仔细的读那个指，就是前面老师写的这个指令，就他就读了几个问题，他就开始回答，很长很难的问题。
And so when he got to the end, he groaned and he said, "Oh, I wished I'd have read my instructions."
他说："哎呀，他一直走到最后一页，他说："哎呀，他说我真是应该跟着老师所说，照着老师说的先读，全部读完了，我就。"
So he had spent all of those hours writing out those answers only to find out it wasn't necessary.
然后他就是花了好多时间在那儿写他的答案，到最后发现其实并不需要。
Another student read and he understood. If you read the exam, he came to the end and it said, sign your name, you'll receive an A. But he said, oh no, I'm not going to accept that.
然后最后一个学生呢，还有个学生他又读到，他也照着老师的指令读了，读到最后就说你只要签名就可以拿到 A。他说这不可能，他说这个我太他觉得有什么东西不对劲儿，然后他就不签名。
He said, I've stayed up too many nights all night studying for this exam just to sign my name. I want to answer the question.
他说难道我这花了这么多好几这么长时间准备，然后晚上都睡不了觉，然后到最后了什么都没有考，就光签下名吗？他这太不公平。
So he very laboriously sat there for hours answering all of those questions.
所以他就也没签名，他继续，他说我已经会这些问题，他就在那儿回答问题。
And he made a C on the exam.
因为他没有签名，他只是在那儿回答问题，最后他的考试成绩是 C.
You see, the first young man that accepted what the professor offered accepted the A by grace.
所以第一个学生呢，他看到这个教授写的呢，他就接受了教授所给他的这个东西，然后他就没有费任何努力，他就接受教会的恩惠，然后就得了 A。
The second student who didn't follow instructions and started answering questions before he read the exam, that student represents those that feel they must work for their salvation.
这个第二个学生呢，他就是没有读那个指导，他就是觉得他一定要做很多的，他要回答这个问题，他就是象征，就是有点很多像一些人，他就觉得他要很努力的工作才可以得到救恩。
And the third student, he says, I can't accept this grace and I've got to work for my salvation.
然后第三个学生就像有些人说，他说我不能接受这个恩典，我必须要靠自己的努力去工作。
Thinking about this being unfair, think about the guy who was a thief.
你觉得这个不公平的，你想想这个强盗。
He had stolen money from hardworking people.
他偷这个人家别人辛辛苦苦、辛勤劳作者的钱。
On some occasions, he even hurt his victims. He might have even killed somebody.
他在有些呢，有些那个犯罪的那种个案子中间呢，甚至去伤害他的这个他抢的人，甚至有些杀了一些人。
And after many years of crime and hurting other people, he's finally arrested and put into prison.
然后到最后呢，好多年的这个作案之后呢，他终于被发现、被逮捕了，被放到监狱里边。
And the judge says, "Your sins are so terrible that I'm going to sentence you to death."
然后那个法官就说了，你的这个罪太大了，你要被判死刑。
And while he's waiting for the death sentence to be carried out, the chaplain comes by and tells him about the grace of God, and all he has to do is to trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of all.
然后呢，他在那个死囚房里边等着被处决的时候呢，这时候有那个监狱中的牧师过来给他传福音，告诉他说，你要相信主耶稣，你就能得到这个白白的救恩。然后他就决定要接受这份救恩。
So he finds his place in heaven, and some people say it's just not fair.
然后最后这个人呢，真的是得救了，到天堂了。好多人就说，真的这是很不公平的。
But on the other hand, here's a man who's very religious.
但是在另外一方面，有一个故事里面讲到另外一个人，他是一个很宗教性的人。
He prays several times a day.
他一天祷告好几次。
He fasts twice every week.
他每个星期呢都禁食两次。
He makes sure to give 10% of his income to the church.
然后呢，他就是真的是十一奉献做得很好。
He doesn't cheat people out of money.
他也不会去骗人。
He treats others fairly.
他对别人都很公平。
He's been faithful in his marriage.
然后他对他太太也很忠实。
He thinks that doing all of these things will commend himself to God for eternal salvation.
然后他觉得我做到这些事情，这些东西可以带领，可以让我在神面前站立得住，我可以得到永远的救恩。
But instead, he can't go to heaven because he hasn't trusted in Christ.
但是呢，他却没有上天堂，因为他没有相信主耶稣。
He hasn't accepted the grace that's been so freely offered.
他没有接受这个要白白给他的救这个恩典。
You see, these are not made-up stories. These come directly from the Bible.
你知道这些故事不是我编出来的，而是真的从圣经上所记载的。
The thief was hanging on the cross next to Jesus within hours of his death.
你知道跟主耶稣同钉十字架的时候，旁边有个强盗，他就是最后在他死之前的一个小时这样的。
But Jesus paid his debt and offered him grace, and the thief freely accepted the grace.
但是主耶稣呢，就是对他给，就是把他的恩典告诉他，就是配了他所欠的债，然后他也接受了主耶稣的恩典。
But the religious man was a Pharisee who thought that himself was a very, very good person.
另外一个呢，就是这个法利赛人，他觉得自己很好。
He was not justified from his sins because he was trusting in his own good works.
他之所以没有在神面前被称义，是因为他相信靠自己的行为可以得救。
We naturally resist God's grace because it robs us of all of our pride.
因为为什么人会就是会拒绝神的这个恩典呢？因为这个恩典让我们没有让我们的骄傲无地可容。
I can't say because I'm strong and because I've been such a good character that I make it into eternal life.
你有时候觉得说哦，我能得救是因为我是一个很好的人，然后我是一个众人的楷模，所以我可以到天堂。
But there's no other way.
但是呢，除非你相信主耶稣，没有别的办法可以靠让你得救。
Then we need to talk about faith for a few minutes.
然后我们现在要看来到信心，讲到信心。
Sometimes we think of faith as just like I believe that for every drop of rain that falls, a flower is going to grow.
有时候我们觉得信心好像就是说，哦，就像说我看到我相信每一个雨滴下去都有一朵花会生长。
But the faith we're speaking about goes much deeper than that.
但是我们讲的这个信心远远超过那个。
Here's a man, you take him to the airport and he wants to make a trip to some faraway city.
比如说有一个人，你带着一个人他到机场了，他想坐飞机到另外一个很远的地方。
Now he studied about airplanes.
然后这个人呢，他就是研究过飞机。
And he has seen the mechanics working and maintaining the airplane.
他也看过飞机呢，就是说那个机械师怎么样来修理维修这个飞机。
And he asked the pilot, will this airplane carry us to our city in safety?
他会问这个就是这个飞行员，就是说这个飞机能不能把我们平安的到达目的地呢？
And the pilot asked him, well, sir, what do you think?
然后那个飞行员会说，那你觉得呢？
And the man says, I believe it will.
然后他这个人会说，哦，我相信这个飞机会，你会带领我们到平安到目的地。
So the pilot opens the door and he says, get on the plane and we will go.
说那个飞行员就打开门说，那现在上飞机吧，我们要走了。
But the man shakes his head and says, no, I don't think I want to do that.
然后这个人就摇摇头说，我觉得，我不想上去。
You see, there's a difference in believing and nodding assent, yes, I believe it will, and actually trusting yourself to get in the airplane.
所以你看到这个区别了吗？这个人也说我相信，但是他只是要点点头说接受这些事实，跟另外一种相信就是你真的上了飞机，这种相信是不同的，这两种。
It's one thing to nod assent to the historical Jesus. Yes, Jesus was born and he lived here on earth.
所以呢一方面呢，这个是不同的，不是说你就是相信对某些事实的认可，说我相信耶稣在这个世界上活过，他也为人的罪死，这个只是在头脑中相信。
But it's another thing to accept the sufferings of Christ on the cross and simply put our trust and our faith in Jesus.
但是另外就是这个相信跟我们真正相信主耶稣死为我们的罪死在十字架上，而且接受他这种相信，这种信心是不同的。
Some people believe that as long as you're sincere and as long as you're honest, it doesn't matter what you believe.
有些人认为只要我是诚心，不管我相信什么，只要我诚心就好了。
But when they go to the doctor and the doctor gives them medicine, they don't believe it that way.
但是当你去看医生，医生如果给你开药的话，你可不是那样说，只要我相信就好了。
If you say it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're honest and you're sincere, it's like saying it doesn't matter what medicine you take as long as you think you're taking the right medicine.
这个就是说，只要我诚心，我相信就好了。就跟你说，哦，我反正我只要吃药就好了。只要我相信这个药是对的，不管这个药是不是对的，只要我相信这个药是对的，这个药就有效。就跟这种一样的，没有道理，愚蠢。
To be saved and to walk with Jesus day by day, there's a lot of things that we need to know.
你要跟主耶稣要得救，然后要跟主耶稣每日同行，这有很多事情要真正的知道。
I'm glad that Jesus doesn't require us to know everything before we start the journey.
主耶稣没有要求我们在我们开始这个跟他同行这个旅程之前呢，就要知道每一样事情。
When we believe in Jesus and we trust Him for our salvation, it's just like that we walk into the entrance door.
你知道，当我们相信主耶稣，我们把我们的相信他会拯救我们的时候，就好像我们只是进了一个门。
And then we have a lifetime to study about His holiness and His goodness and His mercy and all of those wonderful things.
然后我们有整个的一生的时间来学习，来学习他的这个圣洁，他的慈爱，他的怜悯。
You know, it's possible that we could know certain things and we could acknowledge assent to certain things.
你知道，我们有的时候我们可以在头脑中就是来同意、来认可一些事情，但是呢，并没有真正相信他们。
One of the seminaries I attended, I didn't believe all of the theology that they taught. I felt like they were teaching some false theology.
有一个那个神学院呢，我曾经在那儿学过的呢，他们讲了一些那个神学观念呢，我是不同意，我是不赞成的，我也不同意。然后我觉得有些那个教义呢是不太对。
And so at certain times when certain tests were given and certain questions were asked, I would say this is what was taught in class.
然后呢，再说有考试的时候呢，你要回写答案，我就会写说这是在课堂上老师教的。
But this is not exactly what I believe the Bible to be teaching.
但是呢，我会在写说这个不是我相信圣经上所教的。
And so it's very possible that people can nod their heads and say, "Yes, Jesus died on the cross. Wasn't that nice?"
所以呢，也很可能有些人就点头就同意啊，说对啊，主耶稣不是替我们死在十字架上了吗？
Without really believing it and not really willing to put their trust and their faith in.
但是呢，并没有真正相信，并没有真正把他们自己的生命交托给主，这非常可能，就是只是头脑中相信。
And our time is gone, but this one final point I'd like to mention at least.
我们的时间过了，很快，我就要最后要讲一点。
This saving faith doesn't originate with us.
你知道，这让人得救的信心并不是出于我们自己。
When Adam and Eve were hiding in the garden after they had committed their sin, They didn't know enough to ask God to forgive them of their sin.
你知道当亚当夏娃犯罪之后躲藏神的时候，他们并不知道说他们应该去向神来求神的饶恕。
They knew they had a big problem.
他们知道他们犯错了，他们。
And so they took banana leaves and tried to sew together some clothing to cover their sin.
所以他们自己就从树上找叶子把自己给裹起来。
But that wasn't God's plan. God had originated another plan.
但是这个并不是神的计划，神创始了另外一个救恩的计划。
Jesus instituted on that occasion the blood sacrifice of animals.
在那个时候呢，神就开始了这个用流血来赦罪的一个过程。
All pointing to 4,000 years in advance when Jesus would shed His blood for the salvation of our sins.
其实都在指向在几千年之后，主耶稣为了人的罪死在十字架上，流血死在十字架上。
So I asked myself the question as a young man.
所以我当我年轻的时候，我问自己一个问题。
Back 40 some years ago when I became a Christian.
40多年前当我成为基督徒的时候，我问自己。
Why did I become a Christian?
为什么我会成为一个基督徒呢？
Did I all of a sudden wake up one day and decided that I needed to be a different person?
难道我有一天早上突然醒来说我需要成为一个不同的人吗？
No, it was because my parents and my wife prayed for me.
那是因为我的父母还有我的太太为我祷告。
And because God came and because God originated the plan of salvation and caused me to want to be a Christian.
因为呢是神来到我的心里，神真的开始，他让我这样能够有这个愿望，愿意成为一个基督徒。
And I began to read the Bible.
然后我那时候开始读圣经。
But I wasn't saved.
但是我还没有得救。
I began to pray.
然后我也开始祷告。
But I wasn't saved.
但是我也没有，那时候我也没有得救。
I threw my cigarettes away because I felt that they were sin.
然后我把我那会儿也停止抽烟了，因为我觉得那是罪。
I wasn't saved because I threw my cigarettes away.
并不是说我不停止抽烟，我就得救了，也不是。
As I went back and picked them up again.
因为我没过多久又开始抽烟。
But you know, Jesus kept his faithfulness of the Holy Spirit just kept prodding me on.
但是主耶稣呢，真的是很信实，这个圣灵一直在催促我。
If it sounds too hard and it's too complicated, it's not.
好像听起来很难，很难理解，其实不是。
The way of salvation is so simple.
其实得救之路是很简单的。
That even the most uneducated person.
甚至是完全没有受过教育，就是不懂不认字的人都可以得到。
Salvation doesn't depend upon how much education you have or how much you don't have.
这个救恩不在于说你受了多少教育，或者你没受多少教育。
It doesn't depend on what your political status is in the world, if you're high or you're low.
也不在于你的政治地位。
It doesn't depend on whether you're rich or you're poor.
也不在于你贫穷或者富有。
But it depends on our trust and our faith.
完全在于我们对主耶稣基督的信心跟这个信靠。
And because God poured out all of that wrath on the cross when Jesus was on the cross, We can be saved from the wrath of God.
因为主耶稣在十字架上，神把他所有的愤怒都倾倒在主耶稣身上，所以他替我们承担了我们的罪，我们可以靠着他，我们是可以得救的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning we thank you for the wonderful word of God.
父神，我们真的是为了你奇妙的话语来感谢你。
We thank you for the wonderful word of salvation.
我们真的是为你奇妙的救恩来感谢你。
We thank you for grace.
我们真的是为你的恩典感谢你。
We thank you for faith.
我们为信心感谢你，为你赐给我们信心感谢你。
We thank you that we can put our trust and our confidence in you.
我们感谢你，我们可以把我们的信心跟依靠放在你身上。
And we can believe for the salvation of our sins.
我们可以因着你，我们可以相信，靠着信心我们可以得救。
In the name of Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。